1999, the Texas legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. Join us for the Music Crossroads of Texas. This week we complete our look at the giant side of Texas and music about the region. Let's begin on the high plains of Texas. Several of its towns and cities became popular in song. Possibly the earliest recorded song about a West Texas town is Phil Baxter's I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas.
I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. While Papa from Polecat holler, I don't want to get rough. You want to know just what we got? Got good rhythm and swing it hot. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. Swing out, out. Everybody's swinging now.
South of Dumas is a city that is commemorated in numerous recorded songs, Amarillo. Many notable musicians have called Amarillo home, including the famous fiddler Eck Robertson. A pioneer of the Texas fiddle style, he is credited with playing on the first commercial country recordings in 1922. Other musicians who lived in Amarillo are Buddy Knox, Jimmy Gilmer, Eddie Reeves, the Nighthawks, and Susan Gibson. Gibson wrote the huge hit song, Wide Open Spaces, which appeared on the Dixie Chicks album under the same title.
As long as we're talking.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own? Clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west. But what it holds for her, she hasn't yet guessed. She needs why. This road as a child, wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this test. And she needs wide open spaces. feel she left something out. Her friends and her family, her dog in this house. She turns around to find her old room bare. Looks at the U-Haul, it has to fit in there. And as her folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window, she says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it did not seem like that long ago when she stood there and watched her own folks go through. She needed wide open spaces, room to make her big mistakes. She needs new faces. She knows the high stakes. She knows, she knows, she knows. She knows the high. Thanks, you guys. Thank you, girls.
The most famous song written about the Panhandle City is Terry Stafford's Amarillo by Morning. George Strait recorded the rodeo ballad for his Straight from the Heart album. After its release in 1982, the song gained enormous popularity, and although it did not reach number one on the country charts, it became the 12th best country song of all time. Here is Terry Stafford singing that hit song.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. But when the sun is high in the Texas sky, I'll be bugging in the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. Tuned my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. I lost me wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got.
Several songs briefly mention the city, such as Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere, Bob Dylan's Brownsville Girl, and Nat King Cole's Route 66. Other well-known songs have Amarillo in its title. Neil Sedaka's Is This the Way to Amarillo?, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell's song Amarillo, and Jason Aldean's Amarillo Sky. Terry Allen's Amarillo Highway is a West Texas anthem. The song features towns like Plainview, Idaloo, and New Deal. The song first appeared on Allen's album, Lubbock on Everything. Groups and individuals who called Lubbock home include Buddy Holly, Mac Davis, the Heartbeats, the Flatlanders, the Maines Brothers, and the Hometown Boys, among others. Not many songs exist about Lubbock, but some are notable, like Aaron Watson's Lonely Lubbock Lights. Terry Allen's Smokin' the Dummy album contains the song The Lubbock Tornado, I Don't Know, about one of the most significant events in Lubbock's history.
It'll come in from the southwest in the middle of the night. It loomed over Lubbock with a goddamn mighty sight. It'll dip down into the darkness, all crazy out of control. It throwed around that panhandle town till it couldn't throw it around no more. Government project, some blame Don President, some blame wind from wings of Jesus and flapping around a heaven sent. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. They don't know. When a high pressure zone hits the low, some gotta give, yeah, some gotta go. Show no moral code. It take out a mighty church of God, leave a honky tonk by the road. Tiny creatures went flying, light up Prairie Dog Town. Slack up against the Great Plains of life, little bones in the rain falling down. Sabotage, some blame rednecks on the right, some blame teenage restlessness, a rock and roll karma circling the night. Yeah, but I don't know.
It's a UFO.
I don't know.
It's a UFO.
I don't know. When a high pressure zone hits the low, some gotta give, yeah, some gotta go. Sweet memories beneath the rubble, shattered glass and broken dreams. Yeah, but in that wake of destruction, this day's in better town. Put his ass up out of the debris, you put his feet back up on the ground. Ghost of Buddy, some said the ghost of Cain, some said the soul of the prodigal son is just stumbling back at home again. Yeah, but I don't know.
It's a tornado.
I don't know.
It's a tornado.
Maybe so. But when a high pressure zone hits the low, some gotta give, or some gotta go.
Although some songs about Lubbock are popular, two have received the majority of attention. Mac Davis, one of the city's most successful musicians, penned many hits during his career. He commemorates Lubbock in his song, Texas in My Rearview Mirror.
I was just 15 and out of control. Lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I
tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue. With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit it at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth, and no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Lubbock, Texas, growing nearer and dearer, and the vision is getting clearer. My dreams, and I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
In 2006, the Dixie Chicks, fronted by Lubbockite Natalie Maines, released the sarcastic song Lubbock or Leave It, which pokes some fun at the Hub City.
Parents.
We finish our look at the songs about the giant side of Texas with a patented Texas country anthem celebrating country music from Amarillo to Abilene, Gary P. Nunn's London Homesick Blues.
I'm going to try to put myself back in that place again. Well, when you're down on your luck and you ain't got a buck, in London you're a goner. Even London Bridge has fallen down and moved to Arizona now. And I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor is drier than the Texas sand. You can put up your deuce or you can bet your boots I'm leaving just as fast as I can. I wanna go home with the Arlington, the country music from Amarillo and Abilene, the friendliest people Well, it's cold over here in London. Dadgummit, I swear I wish they would turn the heat on. And where in the world is that English girl I promised that I would meet on the third floor? And up the whole damn lot, the only friend I've got is a smoke and a cheap guitar. My mind keeps roaming, and my heart keeps longing to be home in a Texas bar. Decided that I'd get my cowboy hat, go down to Marble Arch Station. It's when a Texan fancies he'll take his chances, you know chances will be taken, that's for sure. And them limey eyes, they were eyes of cries, some people call men. They said you're from down south, and when you open your mouth, you always seem to put your foot there.
This week on Women of West Texas Music,
in my Adobe,
we look at the fun, living, dance-friendly, and eclectic family band, the Tejana Dames. The Dames are comprised of Charlene Hancock and her two daughters, Connie Hancock and Tracy Lamar Hancock. All three sing and have fantastic harmonies. Their music is anything from Western Swing, Cajunto, Cajun, Blues, Jazz, Cumbias, and Rock and Roll. The group first formed in 1988, but the trio had performed together dating back to the 1970s. It was in 1972 that Charlene and her husband, Tommy X. Hancock, packed up the family and left Lubbock for Cuesta, New Mexico. Living in a cabin with no running water or electricity, Charlene and Tommy's children, Connie, Tracy, Joaquin, and Holly, began to get into music. Without TV or radio, it was the only form of entertainment. Along with older brother Louie, the children banded together with their parents under the name the Supernatural Family Band and began playing regular gigs. Like her children, Charlene Condrey Hancock was born into a musical family that encouraged her to sing religious music as well as country and pop favorites of the day. A talented young singer, Charlene learned about performing from Otis Pop Eccles. He invited her to perform several times. One major event was the grand opening of the New View Theater in Abernathy, Texas, over June 15th and 16th of 1950. Talent for that grand opening was Pop Eccles and his Melody Boys, Charlene Condrey, and Bill Myrick and the Mayfield Brothers. By the time she was 16, Charlene performed regularly on KDUB's Circle 13 Dude Ranch show. Because K-Dub was Lubbock's only television station at that time, she was a local celebrity and known as Lubbock's sweetheart. Local band leader Tommy Hancock saw her perform and asked her to join his Western swing band, the Roadside Playboys. Within a few years, the two married and began to raise a family that influenced Lubbock and Texas music for many years to come. In the Tejana Dame, Charlene sings and plays keyboards. Connie Hancock is the oldest child of Tommy and Charlene. As a child, she would watch her parents and other famed musical acts perform at the Cotton Club. After the formation of the Supernatural Family Band, she began to sing, play guitar, and pedal steel guitar. One reviewer said, "The number of competent female pedal steel players probably could be counted on the thumbs of one hand, and Connie is one of them." Her unique style on the pedal steel once led Stevie Ray Vaughan to say, "You don't play pedal steel the way most do. Don't ever give up. Give all." With the support of the Supernatural Family Band, Connie recorded an album titled Split Personality in 1986. It was produced by Lonnie Mack and Joe Gracie. About this time, Fabulous Thunderbirds bass player Keith Ferguson started referring to her as La Connie, a nickname that stuck. Tracy Lamar Hancock was the second child of Tommy and Charlene. She was a bilingual virtuoso vocalist and musician. When the family moved to New Mexico, it afforded Tracy the opportunity to learn Spanish fluently, which led her to performing Spanish songs. Ponte Bone encouraged her to play the accordion, and it became her signature instrument. Tracy received an award from the Texas Music Heritage Foundation recognizing her talents and contribution to Texas music. When asked what moved her to sing Spanish music, she answered, "I'm attracted to romantic music. Anything romantic moves me. I love a sad song, and Spanish music is inherently passionate and romantic in its sadness." She released well-received solo albums, including the widely acclaimed Spanish solo album, Apasionada. Sadly, Tracy passed away in May of 2012. Their first self-titled album, Tejana Dames, released in 1990, was a hit with critics. They began to tour the world and performed in 15 countries, including appearances at the Cambridge Folk Festival in England and the Singer-Songwriter Festival in Switzerland. They also performed at South by Southwest, Aquafest, Kerrville Folk Festival, and with Ponte Bone on Austin City Limits. For more than 15 years, they held residencies at La Zona Rosa and Guido's in Austin, performing on Sunday afternoons. They also headlined the Armadillo Christmas Bazaar for more than 20 years. The Austin City Council proclaimed December 2, 1993, Tejana Dames Day. They were always fan favorites in local music polls and were inducted into the Country Music Association of Texas Hall of Fame in 2002. We close today's look at the Tejana Dames with their song, The Mall Parade. Recorded in 1990, Connie wrote the song on Bo Diddley's guitar off of his fishing pier.
Thank you. women out shopping for a living. Poor ones look, don't give up dreaming. I like to try on a swimsuit and a fur coat, maybe taking a picture show. The mall's all right. Up our dullest days. It never rains on that parade. The mall parade.
Attention customers, we have a little lost boy in the store named Jimmy. If anybody sees him, would he please take him to the customer service desk?
West Texas Live Shots, we continue with the Tejana Dames. From their album Months and Months of Sundays, here is Sister Magic, followed by That Gambling Kind.
Sister Magic, cook a righteous stew. Got a snake on my dress, put a spin. Never fall down through the summer street. She'll be dancing. Set your spirit free. She knows the wheel. Thank you. got quiet ways. She lived like a fire, right into your fire. She don't tell no fortune. She goes on a wind, goes on a wind, and the breath of the wind. She won't be tied down by those golden chains. The wind of the wind.
Officially welcome the Taylor family, Martha and Nicole and everybody in between. It's nice to have y'all here.
Go gamble your money. Go gamble your time. Go gamble with your love. Don't you go gambling with mine. Don't you know? I have plenty. I just don't have any for that gambling time. Go gamble your silver. Go gamble your gold. I've got a hard man. It doesn't show. This heart will break. You didn't know. That's one on the top of that gambling time. Thank you. Go gamble your money, go gamble your time, go gamble with your love. Don't you be messing with mine. Don't you know? Yeah, I have plenty, I just don't have any for that gambling kind. That gambling kind. That gambling kind. That gambling time. That gambling time. That gambling time. Oh, that gambling time. Oh, that gambling time. That gambling.
From the Crossroads of Music Archive this week, we have a transcription disc from the Otis Pop Eccles collection. It's of an all-night singing at Jones Stadium somewhere around 1950 or 51. After an introduction, we hear Give the World a Smile from the Dallas Stamps Quartet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Jones Stadium in Lubbock, Texas, we are attending the second annual closing of the Eccles School of Normal Music. And tonight we have almost 3,000 persons in Jones Stadium here to attend this big program. It's going to be singing all night as we close out the second annual school here in Lubbock. Well, possibly the first normal school of music ever to be conducted in Lubbock was organized by Otis Eccles in 1933, and teaching in the school were the late V.O. Stamps, Freddie Martin, Howard Kidwell, and the late M.M. Meek. During the past 15 years, Otis Eccles has traveled coast to coast with his famous Melody Boys Quartet, appearing on stage, records, and radio. He has appeared with his group over such stations as KTHS Hot Springs in Arkansas, KWKH Shreveport, Louisiana, WGBF in Evansville, Indiana, WHAS Louisville, Kentucky, KSLA in Pasadena, California, and is now over KSEL here in Lubbock. He also has been heard over various networks, and his world transcription library has been heard over some 35 of the largest stations in the United States. Besides his quartet work, Otis Pop Eccles is also a one-time owner of the Hartford Music Company at Hot Springs, Arkansas, a publisher of gospel songbooks. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we give you Otis Eccles.
Thank you very much, Bob Nace. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to have this wonderful crowd here this evening and these wonderful quartets that are so popular over the southern states and part of the northern states. We're introducing as our first quartet the famous Stamps Quartet of Dallas, Texas, singing our theme song.
Give the world is money stay, helping someone on life's way. From the path of the sea and bring the water grace into the master's home to stay.
Help to cheer the moan and sad, help to make some real bring glad, and to life so free that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Tommy X. Hancock, often referred to as the godfather of West Texas music, is an important figure in the chronicles of modern Lubbock music. He was born in Lubbock on March 25, 1929, to Ward and Ruth Newton, and raised by his mother and stepfather, Zach. During the Depression, he moved in with his grandmother, and at the age of 10, she encouraged him to begin playing music and bought him music lessons from a door-to-door music instructor. When he entered junior high school, Hancock joined the orchestra, began basic violin training, and studied classically. In high school, his favorite style of music was the popular big band music of the day, especially Harry James and Louis Jordan. At the age of 16, Hancock entered into military service and deployed overseas, serving as a paratrooper and in the military police after a brief time as a sailor. In the Army, he began playing fiddle. Classically trained, Hancock was unfamiliar with fiddle style, but other servicemen assumed he could play fiddle music because, after all, he played violin and was from Texas. When he was discharged from the Army in 1946, he returned home to Lubbock. Soon afterward, he started his music career. His first gig was playing stand-up bass because bass players were needed. He made $5, and it imprinted in his mind that playing music was the line of least resistance to living life. His first full-time band gig began with Squeaky Rhodes and the Roadside Playboys. After Squeaky Rhodes was called back into military service, Hancock took over as band leader for the Roadside Playboys. Because they played dance music, Tommy Hancock and the Roadside Playboys were a favorite among country and western music fans in the area. They were also known as West Texas's most colorful dance band, and a band that acknowledged requests and dedications. Hancock thought it was very important to be able to play people's favorite songs and requests. He created song boxes to help fulfill those requests. These large metal boxes were filled with thousands of typed index cards arranged alphabetically. Each card had lyrics and the key of the song. The song boxes were so important to Hancock that he once ran into a burning building to retrieve them. Hancock stated he was better known as a band leader and his fiddle playing was secondary. He had the Roadside Playboys play popular dance music and generally steered away from original material. Known as the connoisseurs of hillbilly swing, the group generally consisted of twin fiddles, piano, steel guitar, drums, and bass. According to Hancock, the band's identity and personality was somewhere between the styles of Hank Williams and Bob Wills. Over the years, a great wide variety of musicians played in the Roadside Playboys, including Curly Lawler, Wally Moyer Sr. and Jr., Bob Stufflebeam, Bill Manley, Dick Barnett, Dole Hoggard, Louis Martinez, and Tommy's wife, Charlene Condrey Hancock. Like many of the popular groups of the day, the Roadside Playboys had a radio show. In the early 1950s, the band could be heard performing on KSCL radio in Lubbock, and eventually they were seen on Lubbock's first television station, KDUB. However, the group's mainstay was playing dance music in Lubbock clubs like the Hi-Hat and Glassorama, and at Lubbock's most famous nightclub, the Cotton Club. For years, Tommy Hancock and the Roadside Playboys were the house band at the Cotton Club. After the original Cotton Club burned down, Hancock asked the club's owner if he could use the name and original sign. He built the new Cotton Club on Highway 84, the Slayton Highway. Soon after, the new Cotton Club also burned down, and then the Hancocks rebuilt the club and operated it until the 1970s. During their tenure at the Cotton Club, the Hancocks influenced and helped many local musicians such as Joe Ely, the Maines Brothers, and others. The Cotton Club was a place where diverse cultures continued to come together. In the late 1960s and early 70s, one would often see hippies and cowboys in the club at the same time. By the 1970s, fed up with the club business, Tommy was looking for a change, so he and wife Charlene decided to move the family to Cuesta, New Mexico. It was there that their four kids, Connie, Tracy, Joaquin, and Holly, began playing music. They often played Evergreen, Colorado at the Little Bear Saloon. In addition to the family band, other musicians might join in with them from time to time, including Jesse Taylor, David Halley, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Known as the Supernatural Family Band, they played and toured the country before settling in Austin, Texas in the early 1980s.
My wife Charlene is on keyboard and bass. Our daughters Connie, Tracy, and Holly, and our son Joaquin. With my son Louis are the band, and we call it the Supernatural Family Band. And you are the Supernatural Family. Let's party!
I heard the word.
Well, I heard the word.
I hear it in my body.
I hear it in my body.
The primordial word.
Primordial.
I tell everybody.
I heard the word. That's older than old. And it's a vibration of love and peace. And it's my intention to get a little more of this. It is always been this new dimension. There's heaven within.
Well, I heard the word.
I heard the word.
it in my body.
I hear it in my body.
The primordial word.
The primordial word
is in my soul.
Is in my soul.
I know what I heard.
I know what I heard.
I tell everybody.
I tell everybody.
Hey, I heard the word.
Hey, I heard the word. The one that's older than old.
Like Jesus said.
Like Jesus said.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Guru Maharaja.
Guru Maharaja.
Gives us knowledge to
gives
see.
Gives us knowledge to see.
And it's always here.
And it's always here.
If you'll only hear it.
If you'll only hear it. Inside yourself. The same as in me.
Well, I heard the word.
Well, I heard the word.
I hear it in my body.
I hear it in my body.
The primordial word.
The primordial word is in my soul.
I know what I heard.
I know what I heard.
I tell everybody.
I tell everybody.
I heard the word.
I heard.
That's older than old.
That's older than old.
Tommy retired from performing music professionally, but continued to release albums. His latest album, released in 2015, titled A Lovely Gray Day, was made for his family and his descendants in case they wanted to get acquainted with him. After retiring from performing, he began to concentrate on the aspect that made his style of music a success, dancing. In 1998, he published Zen and the Art of the Texas Two-Step, the book on dancing. To this day, women line up and wait their turn to dance with one of the original West Texas standards, Tommy X Hancock.
The sandbag joke, like the back class, the highway guys. Hey, what's the dang deal? I don't blame the other people coming to the promised land. We're all here to have fun and make money if we can. But I may run out of gas and forget how to drive. At a red light on Ben White near I-35. Rumor is that they have built a highway in the sky across North Austin up 183. If you know your highway numbers, you'll get home by and by. Otherwise, you'll be lost just like me. So I'm gonna stay conscious when I'm behind the wheel. This thinking and driving could get somebody killed. I woke up from a daydream of my sweetheart and me. Now I'm lost in South Austin on 183. But welcome to Texas, where blue bonnets grow. Our motto is friendship, our song the yellow rose. Construction's always happening. You can know where you are and be lost in South Austin driving round in your car. That's one mean intersection at Ben White and Lamar.
I'm your host, Curtis Peoples, for the Music Crossroads of Texas. Thank you for sharing this past hour with me as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. I hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas.